Hello, hello. Welcome to or welcome back to the Purposely Venting Podcast. My name is Tony and I am your host. Happy Wednesday, everyone. How's everyone doing? I hope that you're having a great week so far. I hope that you're taking your time throughout the week and finding joy in the little things. I know it's so easy to take the week and want to rush it to the weekend, but if we're just living for the weekend, then we have really no life, because life is more than just the weekends. Life is more than just the weekend. So let's try not to rush it. I know that's hard because I be like, where is 5 o'clock? You know, when I'm at work. You know, but sometimes I do take the time to just be like, man, I really do enjoy life. Like, I'm really just chilling right here watching YouTube videos, eating sunflower seeds at work. Like, this is nuts. This is crazy. This is bananas. So I really enjoy those times of eating sunflower seeds at my desk. Don't tell my manager, though. I hope everyone's checking in with themselves, because sometimes nobody in the world will ask us how we're doing. So we legit have to be our own best friend. And I hope we don't take that as like, oh, poor me, nobody's asked me how I'm doing. Like, no, this is good. Like, you can start building a relationship with yourself. And I hope that my podcast will inspire that relationship building that I am also building for myself. I hope that will inspire you to also start to build your self-confidence through building a relationship with yourself. Your self-talk matters. What you do with yourself matters. So on the times that you are alone and what you decide to do matters. So try not to fill those times in with watching TV and scrolling. You can do something that you actually enjoy. A facial, a bath, a walk, reading a book, cooking, organizing, talking to yourself. I mean that in the utmost non-crazy that I can put out there. But yeah, I hope that you're checking in with yourself. I want to like go and get into the podcast, because I feel like it's going to be a short one, but it's sweet. I haven't written anything down. I really have not written anything down. I'm literally going off the top of my head, because I've been thinking about this topic for a couple weeks now, actually. And I've been meaning to do like a podcast, but I've just been putting it off and putting it off, which is not good. But today I just decided, you know what? Sit down, girl, and do this podcast, because it's necessary. Like, somebody need to hear this. I know I need to hear it out loud. So yeah. And the topic that I want to talk about today happens to do with your magic, what you bring to the table. And when I talk about the table, I know it's so watered down, because we hear this gender war, this ongoing gender war that seems like it's never going to cease on social media, where the men are asking, what do you bring to the table? And the women are asking, what do you bring to the table? I'm not talking about that. I guess you can look at it like that, because what you bring to the table for yourself, you will ultimately bring to the table for someone else. When I say what do you bring to the table, it means literally, quite literally, what are you bringing to the table? How is your life working for you? Like, how do you make your life work? Like, for instance, this whole little thing, this whole topic got introduced to my mind because I was comparing myself to someone that I don't even know. And it kind of dawned on me. I was kind of like feeling really, really down on myself, because I'm like, dang, my house is not the cleanest. Like, why can't I just be clean? Like, why can't I be organized? Why can't I just be having things together and just, you know, making life beautiful for myself? And then I'll just start tearing myself down. And my house is not dirty. Don't get me wrong, I'm pretty messy. I'm not gonna lie to you at all. I'm pretty doggone messy, but it's not dirty. And I'm comparing somebody else's highlights to my non-highlights or whatever. And I'm wasting so much time binging on the thought of, dang, why can't I do this? And why can't I do that? As opposed to just doing what I want to do with my space and, you know, living my life a certain way. So that's where it came from. And then I got to thinking like, well, you know, what do I bring to the table? What makes me magic? Like, what makes me who I am? I'm funny. I'm fun. I love a good setup, a good time. I love organization. I love different things. Like, I just love these different things. And, you know, if you're not careful and you're looking outside of yourself, like at other people, which is not bad. You know, I watch YouTube videos sometimes every blue moon to, you know, watch a vlog or two. But it's so easy, like, if you're not careful, to get caught up in the comparison arena, where you're comparing your lives to these people who, you know, do social media for a living, and, you know, they can be living this life or they can't. We don't know. I won't down these people, because they're beautiful people. But you'll get into this like tug of war with yourself, where you are comparing yourself to this person that you don't know. And you're questioning, like, why can't you be more like this? When it's probably not even your feng shui. Like, you're probably nowhere near like this person who you're watching on TV. But because, you know, that's what you're watching, you think that there's something wrong with you because it seems like everybody else has it going on except you. And that's just not the case. So I kind of start thinking, like, you know, what do you bring to the table? Like, when we write down like qualities when it comes to like men and stuff, or like women that we want, it's easy to like write down the qualities that you want. I wouldn't say it's easy. I would say that it's doable to write down the qualities that you want, you know, for us: tall, strong, financially stable, fit, you know, just, you know, to name a few. It's easy to write these things down. But then on the flip side, what people don't normally do is write, what do you bring to this person? Like, this person that you want, like, what do you bring to this person? Like, if somebody asks, okay, well, you want this person, but what do you offer? You're like, well, you know, I'm submissive, I clean, you know. If you're saying indentured servant type of things, that's not really what you bring to the table. Like, we're talking about the fun. What makes you fun? What makes you uniquely you? Because everybody can answer with that generic answer is I cook, I clean, I'm submissive. You know, and that's just so basic and boring and generic. But what do you bring to the table? I mean, like, how is your life set up? Like, what are you doing? Like, if you could, like, think about the magic that you would be living if you didn't have to work a 9-to-5, or you had the spirit of courage all the time and you had the motivation and the drive to make your dreams a reality, what would that be? Like, how would your life be different from what you are currently living? That's the magic that you bring to the table, because what you want to be is uniquely yours. And I'm not talking about something that's been inspired by looking at somebody else and you're like, oh, I want that too. Not that. I'm talking about the thing that's ingrained in your heart. Like, the thing that really drives you, like, man, I would love to do this. I would love to do that. But then you constantly put it off, or you don't think that it's for you because it seems too hard. That. So I'll paint you a picture here. For me, it would be podcasting, regularly podcasting, making videos to go with my podcast, and allowing people to add and do a motivational videos and stuff like that, or talking things out, talking about different topics with people. Like, that's the magic that I want to bring to the table. And in conjunction with that, I want to go to the gym and be working on my body, which I'm already doing, and eating healthy and growing my hair out and having amazing friendships and being able to travel to talk to panels and talk about certain things. And not only just talk about those things, but back up what I'm talking about by the way my actions correlate with my life, my decisions, how strong my decisions are and stuff like that. That's the magic that I bring to the table. And a lot of the times people won't get to that magic because they're too afraid. Like I said before, they're kind of too afraid to tap into that because they feel like it's too hard or it's too much or it's not for them. But it really is, because it's like God has given you this gift and it's up to you to kind of bring it to life, Y'all remember the scripture in the Bible where God was talking about the talents, you know, where he gave this talent this much, or this servant this many talents, and then onward from there. And then I think two of the servants increased the talents by doubling what God had given them. And then one servant just took theirs and buried it in the ground. And God was like, away from me, you who practice iniquity. I don't know how deep it goes on that end, but then I think about that when it comes to the magic that we bring. Like, we have so much magic, but we're not capitalizing on it because we're too afraid to touch it. But that thing that you want, the thing that's in your heart, the thing that is uniquely yours, it's not going to be birthed unless you birth it. And you're not going to be as magic as you can be if you're not walking towards that goal. And the thing about it is how God is so good is, like, God didn't give us all the same task. Yes, some people he given them the same, like, same task, so to speak, but not the same set of things. So, like, you know, when you create in a movie, everybody can't be the director. You got to have, you know, the clicker. You got to have the cast. You got to have co-director, executive, you know, stuff like that. There's so many things. I don't know names. Don't get me out here lying. Okay. Do not get me out here lying. But you got to have many different parts when you're dealing with one specific task. And everybody in that task doesn't have the same job, is what I'm trying to say. So likewise, you don't have the same wants, goals, dreams, and aspirations as the next person. So there's enough to go around. Like, it's not going to get stolen. Whatever you have to bring to the table to make life beautiful and bring more love to the world is your responsibility, and it's your, and it, yeah, it's your responsibility, and it also works as your magic. They're joined together. So whatever you see yourself in your highest, like whatever your highest selves look like, it's your responsibility to make that image come true. Whether that be going to travel, whether that be becoming a little league coach, you know, anything. Like, it doesn't have to be what, you know, social media portrays it to be. Not everybody meant to be an entrepreneur. You know what I mean? But it's your responsibility to make that happen, and to pray and keep God first. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to do it alone, because a lot of people don't. Well, I don't know what to do. But it's like, do the first thing so that God can reveal the second thing, and then you can keep the ball rolling, because God going to keep giving you. He's going to keep providing. It's like when they was walking in the wilderness, and every day God provided. It wasn't overly abundant. It was exactly what they needed for the day. But it's to keep them trying to build their faith. God provided each day exactly what they need, each portion, you know. So instead of people trying to go and hurry up and live out of scarcity and grab everything at one time, it's like every day God will reveal one thing for you to do, and it's up to you to do it. And then before long, it'll be rolling, you know. But you don't have to have this extremely big empire to you know, claim success. Like, even if you had 12 people, you know, that you helped, that's your task. You know what I mean? So I don't want to keep rambling, but this is what I meant when I said that. Magic, whatever magic you bring to the table is what God has encoded into your heart, for you to focus on, for you to give, for you to capitalize on, and for you to keep rocking it, because it's going to make you so magnetic. Like, just imagine the type of person that you'll be if you lived in your higher self. Like, it's going to make you so magnetic, because people are going to be like, they're going to be drawn to that energy. I mean, and of course, we don't want to just do it just so people can be drawn to us, but it's just a byproduct. Because I've been, you know, working on myself, going to the gym. I'll stay in the gym, but going to the gym and just eating healthy and trying to do the little things that I can to reach that goal that I want to get to. And I feel like I've just been way more magnetic. Like, people just like me, or people want to be around me. It's just a natural little flow, a little ebb and flow. But yeah, I'll go ahead and end the podcast here. Thank you so much for listening. Again, happy Wednesday. I hope that the rest of the week serves you well. And we will talk in the next one.